This is a recast of the 3600 word piece, PRELU, Parametric ReLU, Adaptability in AI Networks, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Indeed. So the article dives deep into the world of artificial intelligence and machine learning, where neural networks are at the heart of this technological revolution.
These neural networks are essentially complex models inspired by the human brain that have the ability to learn from data. In these networks, an essential component that contributes to their performance is the activation function.
Among the various activation functions, one has been gaining attention, the parametric rectified linear unit, PRELU. So what is this PRELU? It's an advancement of the traditional ReLU, rectified linear unit, activation function that's become a standard in many neural networks.
Now we're all familiar with ReLU. It's known for its simplicity and effectiveness. It returns the value itself for all positive inputs while setting all negative inputs to zero. PRELU builds on this concept by allowing negative inputs to assume a non-zero value, which is multiplied by a small learnable parameter. This enhancement enables a finer adjustment during the training process and, in some cases, can lead to improved learning results.
Now, let's take a step back and take a quick look at the history of activation functions. It's as old as neural networks themselves. At the dawn of machine learning, linear activation functions dominated but quickly hit their limits as they couldn't solve complex nonlinear problems.
With the introduction of nonlinear functions like sigmoid or tan, new horizons opened up but presented their own challenges, especially the problem of vanishing gradients. The development of ReLU in the early 2010s was a turning point as it overcame many of the problems of older activation functions and made training deeper neural networks more practical.
PRELU, introduced in the following years, represents another step in the evolution of activation functions by further increasing the flexibility and adaptability of networks.
The key takeaway here is that activation functions are crucial for the performance and effectiveness of neural networks. They determine whether and how strongly a neuron is activated, i.e., how information is propagated.
Without activation functions, artificial neural networks would be limited to linear regression as they could only model linear relationships. The introduction of nonlinear activation functions allows the network to learn complex, nonlinear hypotheses about data.
Activation functions like sigmoid, tan, ReLU, and its variants like PRELU enable the network to learn and adapt during the training process. They play a central role in backpropagation, the algorithm used to update weights in the network during training.
Now diving deeper into PRELU itself. This function presents an interesting balance between the simplicity of ReLU and the need to develop flexible models that can adapt better to different datasets and problem contexts.
PRELU does come with its own set of advantages like adaptability and reduced risk of dying ReLU problem, but also disadvantages like risk of overfitting and increased complexity due to introduction of a learnable parameter.
That's absolutely correct. But despite these challenges, PRELU has proven itself efficient in numerous applications. From image recognition to language processing, PRELU has shown its worth.
It sure has. And as we move forward, there's much potential for further research on PRELU and other activation functions, such as automating hyperparameter tuning, developing specific regularization techniques, and exploring PRELU's dynamics in neural networks.
We also need to focus on combining PRELU with other advanced machine learning techniques and conducting comparative studies in new or less researched application areas.
Rightly said. All in all, PRELU is a valuable addition to the machine learning toolkit. It improves the performance of deep neural networks by enabling adaptive learning mechanisms.
The future of PRELU seems promising with persistent research and development in machine learning opening new avenues for optimizing and effectively utilizing this activation function.
That's it for today.